We'll call the meeting of the Joint Standing Committee on Transportation to order. We have a full schedule this afternoon, but most of it is going to be conducted away from this room. We are scheduled to depart by bus to go to the Department of Transportation headquarters, where we'll have lunch and also a briefing on parts of the transportation, parts of the Department of Transportation. We'll go from there over to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, where we'll have similar explanations about their functions and procedures, and then we're scheduled to be back here by, I think, 4:30. But before we leave, we had left an item on the table from our last meeting, and it was a vote on the acceptance of the executive order as it pertains to Sears Island. The motion was tabled, and a motion to take it from the table would be in order. Representative Thomas.
I believe I'll be voting in the minority, but I still think that we ought to take a vote. I vote that we remove that from the table.
Thank you very much. And a second. And it's seconded by Representative Hogan, so it is duly before us. The question was, I believe, whether or not to accept the executive order. We already had the discussion about what that executive order does in terms of moving forward with the disposition of Sears Island, and I will just remind the committee that an affirmative vote on this motion, once we get a motion, will supersede any action, any previous action of this committee. And the previous action of the committee was the action of November 18th, 2008. So if anybody has a positive motion, Representative Hogan, please.
Would you like a motion?
I would, please.
I move that we accept the executive order as read.
Thank you. Is there a second? Representative Carey seconds. It's moved by Representative Hogan and seconded by Representative Carey. It is open for discussion, and in that discussion period, I will tell you, though it is not part of written into the executive order, I have had communication with the Commissioner of Department of Transportation that it is a full expectation of this chair and of this committee that there be regular report backs from the department as to the progress that they're making with regards to the marketing of Sears Island for a cargo terminal, port cargo terminal. So I want to have the committee, I know that we talked about that the other day, but it's not written into the executive order, but it is a condition under which the commissioner has agreed. Representative Masaryk.
Thank you, Senator. On those report backs, I know you just said regularly, can they be monthly for us from the department so that we have a current up-to-date progress of on how they are marketing?
I think monthly would be fine.
Thank you.
And I don't, is there a, that commissioner is with us, is there a problem with monthly report backs to this committee on the progress of the marketing? Monthly, then it will be. Other discussion on the motion, Representative Seabrook.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm a little dismayed at the whole procedure as it's moving forward. I trust the commissioner in what he's saying, but I don't think if he were to disappear in a week, that we would be assured of the same sort of thing. I don't believe him. I don't trust the governor's office in this. I really don't. I think this committee made I'm speaking. Thank you. This committee made a unanimous move in November. That unanimous decision was good for everybody. And now we're just going to throw that aside, and I think that's wrong. And I think we, with this vote today, I'm willing to bet the mortgage that we will see no port on Sears Island, because we have in hand, I don't have them with me, but they're in my file behind me, those emails from those groups who will not stop until they get the entire island. And I think it's wrong, and I will not be supporting this motion.
Thank you, Representative. Appreciate those comments. Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe that Representative Seabra is right. it's a frustration. I think about what would the Maine, the state of Maine, look like if we'd have built a container port on Sears Island 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when we first started talking about it. I think that we'd have a lot more employment. I think that we'd have a lot better and stronger economy. If I thought for a second that giving away 600 acres of this island was the right thing to do, I would do it. I don't. I believe that we're never going to see any kind of port development in my lifetime, and I believe that container port will go to Canada. I believe that we will see those containers be shipped by rail right through Maine. I hope that the trains blow their whistle when they go through.
Thank you, Representative. Appreciate your comments as well, though I can't personally agree with either you or, in this particular case, Representative Sieber. I hope that we can respectfully disagree and still move forward to the vote, but I do appreciate both yours and Representative Sieber's comments. Representative Harlow?
My whole problem with this is I have not seen any results of referendum or how the people really feel down there. I've seen two or three people talk about it here. That's all I've seen. I haven't seen a public hearing. I wasn't here for any, so I would like to see a public hearing before I vote for this.
Thank you. I can appreciate your concern on that as well. There have been plenty of public hearings. Senator Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This will be my first vote I cast on this committee, my first day here, but I've been around a while. I remember 12 years ago when we, in tough budget times, appropriated $2 million to purchase the island when it looked like the port was dead, and I was advised that it was not the state's business to be buying up this property and let it go, and I voted or supported the purchase of Sears Island for the hope that one day we would be here when we could have the port, and I think we're there. I do trust our governor. I trust our chairman, who has negotiated a deal with them or worked out details to get us in a way to move forward, more public hearings, more controversy. I don't think it's going to help this situation, so my first vote on this committee will be to move forward.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Thank you. Representative Brown?
Thank you. Again, like other members of this committee, I've been torn on this issue because there's pluses and minuses both ways. First of all, I think it's very bad business to give away something without getting something back. I think the state, in this case, is giving away 600 acres of a very valuable asset. But on the other hand, we've been 40 years and nothing has happened. We've had the land, nothing happened. I agree definitely with Representative Thomas. If something was built there 40 years ago, we'd probably be a lot different economically. I understand and appreciate the hard work that the governor and the committees have done, but my main faith is in the townspeople. They're relatively secure in saying the majority of the people are in favor of this process, the people in Searsport and Searsmont and all the surrounding communities. One of the selectmen mentioned that probably in the neighborhood of $2 million tax revenue has been lost for this delay. I think in surveying the legislators, I surveyed all the surrounding legislators in the area, senators and House, and all but one had some reservation, but the others thought it was something very important for the economic development of the area. I know the Montreal, Maine, Atlanta Railroad, they're behind it. So even though I have some concerns, the fact that this process can't be undone, I'd love it if it could be undone. If it could be undone after a time, I'm sure we'd get a much more of a majority vote on it. The mitigation bank, I hope that's still in place, and I talked to the commissioner earlier, and he said that it was, so if we have an eelgrass or a spotted salamander or something shows up, that it won't stop the development. So for these reasons, I have mixed feelings, but I think I will support this draft executive order, and I hope that it's going to turn out. Hope that Mr. Thomas, and Representative Thomas and I are both live when the results come out.
thank you, Representative. Representative Seabrook. I'm sorry.
I'll go.
The chair misspoke. Representative Masaryk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I come from Rockland, which is a port city
and I spent a lot of time on the water, and I know how important economic activity is to a port and to a community. And I've watched Rockland go from a pretty bad harbor to a very thriving harbor with many, many activities, many, many economic activities, from fishing to Coast Guard to pleasure boats to kayaking, every kind you can think of. And what it's meant to the community is in economic value is hard to describe. But if we miss this opportunity to get ourselves moving forward, and I know this has been going on for 40 years, well, we can have it go on for another 40 years if we decide to do nothing. I think that we have to take a chance that things that the community knows what's going on. They've worked closely. The people have all supported it. And I really strongly believe, like Representative Brown, that when the people speak out as forcefully as they have, they know what's going on. So I'm going to support this for two reasons. One, I know what economic activity can benefit the city of town of Searsport, and the people want it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Senator Gooley, please.
Thank you very much. This is will be my first vote, and it's a pleasure to serve on this committee. And this is a heavy-duty vote. I do know that because I've been following the issue for the last number of years. Having said that, I put my trust in the governor's office, and I have a background in dealing with the environmental movement also, and so I know that part of it. But I am putting my trust in the governor's office, and that's why I will be voting yes.
Thank you. Representative Sebra, for a second word, I will caution us now that as difficult as this vote is, it's made more difficult because we're under time constraints, and I'm watching the clock, even though it's hard to see it from down on these sides. But Representative Sebra.
Is there a way we can add the report back from the commissioner
to the actual executive order itself? I don't believe we can and take this vote. I have had, as I mentioned before, and you saw the commissioner acknowledge that this committee of jurisdiction is going to require that there be regular report backs and monthly now from the department as to the efforts and successes, efforts and disposition of the marketing for Sears Island. So I think at this point, Representative, that's the best we can do. A final word, Representative Thomas, and then I'm going to call for the vote.
I'll make this quick, Mr. Chair. In November, we voted unanimously to grant the conservation easement when we had the permits for the container port in hand. What's changed since November? So many people are going to change their vote, but they haven't told me what's changed. How is it any different today than it was in November? Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to call Representative Carey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to thank everybody on the committee and those who've spoken on this issue. It's been helpful to understand where this committee has been and where this process has been, and I'm impressed in having spoken a couple people on the planning committee and read their report and some of the testimony that went into it, the amount of input, and I'm very impressed at the reading some of the earlier testimony, the fact that there was finally a consensus speaks, I think, very well to the people who were on that committee and to the public process that was. And as I'm listening to, I'm drawing on some of my own experiences. Well, I've not ever been involved in port development. I have been involved some in real estate development. And as I'm hearing what seems to be a consensus for wanting a port there, and we're differing maybe on how and whether we lose leverage and lose the opportunity to get a port, I guess the piece where I can't get past is the permitting and planning process must be a multi-million dollar endeavor. And taking this economy out of the picture, I can't imagine, no matter what the returns, a private group coming and putting forth multi-millions of dollars when there's so much uncertainty about the process. So if, you know, kind of those two pieces together, the public process and being impressed with how thorough it seems to have been, and kind of trying to understand how a port would happen, I will be voting for this motion.
Thank you, Representative. And with that, I'm going to call for the vote. The motion was to accept the executive order that has been submitted to us as a draft, and it will supplant any of the previous work of this committee, most notably the vote that was taken on November 18th, 2008. And it is known through voice, at least, that the committee will require monthly report backs on their progress from the Department of Transportation. That's your motion, and that's the second. Is that your motion, Representative Hogan?
Yes, sir, for the most part. Is the part on the monthly report, is that included?
That is not. It's included in the word motion. It's not included in the document itself, but I just want to get that out there for the record, and the affirmative nods of the heads include that that's done. That's the motion. That's the second. That's what we'll be voting on. All those in favor of that, so signify by raising your hand, and please keep your hand up so that we can get the tally.